I have always had a thing about cars. It was always exciting to get a new car and just drive in it and enjoy it. And when I was divorced, I asked my husband, well, he got the new car and I got this clunker that needed to be replaced. And I asked if he'd help me buy a car. And he wanted me to fail as without him, so he wouldn't help me. But I was determined not to be cheated by these car salesmen who was going to give me a big, hard sell. So I went to the library, and I got the Consumer's Digest magazine. I read about what kind of car you're supposed to drive for my kind of driving, and it was going to be a medium-sized car. I read about the best of the medium-sized car, and I had three to choose from. And then I went to a third magazine that told you how to deal with car dealers. So I did all my research. I got the base price. I went to the car dealer, and the first one was going to give me this runaround. I said, look, I don't have time. So I went to a second one, and I told him what I wanted, how much, and that I wanted this car for cost plus 200. And he started to tell me all his problems and high selling overhead. And I said, look, you know, I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste mine. I have this much. I want to pay it off in 3 years. And so either you give it to me or not. So he gave it to me. And then there was a thing about the sales tax was going to go up after a certain time. It was going to be lowered. So I asked him to keep it on the lot for 3 more weeks. And he said, I sell it to you for this price. You want to keep it on the lot? But he did. So that was my first car, brand new, beautiful. It was mint green with a white top. And then my next car, I'm going to skip because I was married, and then it was a joint car. And then when I was married, I told about how we gave a car away to this woman that didn't have a car, and God gave me, touched this man's heart to give me a beautiful 280Z as a gift. So I love that little car, and I drove that for 3 years, but it didn't have air conditioning, and it didn't have power steering, and it didn't have power windows or anything, but it was such a cute car. But 3 years later, I saw this car parked near our house, and I'd walk around it when it was parked on the street. It was so beautiful. It was this deep, beautiful cranberry Beretta, 5-speed, and I never had a 5-speed car. So I said, Lord, I'd love to have a car like this, but I'm happy for my red Z, but this would match all my clothes, and I really like it. And then 2 weeks later, somebody at the prison where I worked had the exact same car and year and color and a beautiful price. And it was, he always parked it with a cover, so it was mint condition. And so I got my second dream car or third dream car. And then I drove that around and loved it. And then the next car was, we were surprised we were going to buy this Ford because we both didn't really like it, but we just felt we were supposed to get it. And it was kind of boxy and not too pretty on the side, and we didn't know why we were getting it. And we bought it, and we were sitting in a restaurant looking out the window, and it looked so plain. And I said, you know what? It'd be really nice to have it pinstriped. And I didn't think my husband would go for it. And he says, yeah. And I'd heard about this pinstriper, and he was so good. He didn't draw pictures. He just drew on the car. And he was really independent where you couldn't make an appointment. You just go. It was all the way far past Temple, Paso Robles. And if you found him in, that was fine. If you didn't, your hard luck. So we kept praying, and I think he's in there today. Let's go. And on the way there, I had this, what's called a burden of prayer. I started sobbing and praying, and it hurt. I was crying and praying so hard. And I said, that's why we bought the car. It's for him. It's for him. And when we got there, he was just like I pictured. a sleeveless muscle shirt, and he looked just like a biker, tattoos and everything. I said, you can do, these are the colors I want. You can do anything you want. Just no skulls or flames. And then I got to talking to the wife, and his son had committed suicide, and he was still hurting really bad. And then she told me the circumstances in her life, so we were able to pray with them. And so that's why we bought that car. And after he did the pinstriping, I really enjoyed that car and drove that for quite a while. And then then it got in a car accident, but it wasn't my fault. And so I was praying about the car because it's really important. God had a certain car for me, and I didn't want to miss out. And the choices I wanted were a Honda Accord sports model, a Toyota sports model, a sedate Monte Carlo, or these were all two-year-old cars, except that Monte Carlo would be new, and a two-year-old Aurora. I love the Aurora, but I didn't think I should have one because it's a luxury car, and I thought you had to be wealthy to have a luxury car and live in a 4,000 or more square foot home. And then I was praying about it, and it was like inside my heart. He said, well, you're my representative, and I want you to be protected and drive safely and in style. So what car do you, after I told him, he asked me what car I wanted. I said, well, the Aurora. And then so he told me why I could have it. And then he said, well, what color? I said, oh, pearlized white. And he said, what about the interior? I said, well, beige leather. And he says, well, it's done then. And then so I told this salesman the four cars I wanted to look for. And then he said, well, which one do you really want? And I says, well, the Aurora. And he found the exact car at an auction. And so I got it at a really good price. And I love that car. And then I drove it around and really enjoyed it. This was how old it was. It even told you when your cassette deck needed to be cleaned. It's like every time I need a new car, I get in an accident that's not my fault, and I get insurance money. So now I'm driving a kind of a sedate car, but at first I wasn't that thrilled with it. Now the more I drive it, it's got the amenities of a Lincoln at a Ford price. So I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm.